Doug, tell us a little bit about your involvement in this Hall of Fame, the Lexington R5 District Hall of Fame.
Well, I am one of the committee members. I will just tell you that several years ago, a former superintendent and the school board suggested we reward our shining star students, administrators, teachers, and supporters with admission to the now formed Lexington R5 School District Hall of Fame for Career Achievement. In 2017, just this past year, the current superintendent, Dr. Levy, and the school board set things in motion. And a committee was put together, and we've been working over the last 9 months or so, going through a process of receiving nominations from the community to honor and recognize stellar players from the Lexington School District.
And you're on that committee. What's the selection process like for picking these people?
Okay. Let me just tell you that I'm just going to essentially kind of tell you what the nomination process is. Nominees must have graduated from Lexington High School within the last 10 years prior to induction, or staff must have left or retired from the district at least 5 years prior. Both living and deceased alumni, staff, and patrons may be considered for the induction into the Hall of Fame. Selection will be based upon leadership, character, achievement, service, and suitability as a role model. The candidate cannot be a member of the current Hall of Fame committee. And so the particulars on this are these, as far as criteria. Lexington School District Hall of Fame Committee and Board of Education adopted the following guidelines for the Hall of Fame selection process. One, a distinction in service to a profession such as law, medicine, or education. Two, exceptional success in trade, business, industry, or government. Three, high achievement in a recognized field of cultural endeavor such as art, music, or theater. Four is outstanding achievement in activities. It's just a very general kind of category. And five is significant contributions to the community, state, or country. And lastly, something was kind of added during the year was, not many people realize this unless you've been around a long time, and I do not remember this, but there was a school early years, many years back, called the Lexington Douglas School. And we actually have an inductee that was part of that school back then. So graduates and educators from the Lexington Douglas School are also part of this nomination process. That's essentially what we're looking at, who we're looking at. In many ways, it's kind of like, you know, we all think of Hall of Fame, and to some degree anyway, as like a sports kind of a thing. And Lexington has one of those. It started 3 or 4 years ago. And so it's kind of like to deal with the other side of the house. Not that we won't have people in both Halls of Fame before it's all over, I'm sure. But this was just to make sure we were recognizing people in terms of career achievement.
Where could our listeners go to maybe view the information on these people? Is there any online resource or anything that they can?
Yeah, there is a couple things. Lexington School District, as most school districts do, have a website. Lexington has that. The Hall of Fame for both the athletics as well as this one are on there. We actually have a very large population of a Facebook group called the Lexington Bulletin Board here in Lexington. I actually administer that and started it about a decade ago. And it's on there. Anybody can join in there. We post that on there as well. I'll also tell you that we are celebrating these people on the 10th of March at the Arnold V. Brock, again, who's one of our inductees. But it's going to be March 10th at 2 o'clock. It's a Saturday afternoon in the Arnold V. Brock Activity Center at Lexington High School. And anybody's welcome to come. It's going to be a very short program, something under 2 hours, and we're bringing people in from you know, deceased families and just different people that are coming to come and accept those awards and tell us a little bit about those individuals. So it's kind of a rundown on what's going on with this.
Is everyone invited to the March 10th event?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We'd love to have them. We're just kind of having a little bit of a tea kind of thing. So we'll just have some punch and tea and such and some light snacks. But anybody's welcome to come out and do it against the Lexington High School. Again, we'd love for anybody to come out, especially if they know any of these individuals, and would love to come see their family or friends and that kind of thing, to come on out and join us.